Tonight on the Worldview Report, Washington Democrats are pushing a campaign to destigmatize sex offenders. New information shows the FBI has been lying about the pipe bombs that were placed outside the DNC in Washington on January 6th. The former executive director of a California LGBTQ organization was among more than a dozen men arrested in a recent sting operation for trying to solicit sex with children. And three former presidents of the United States have started a new non-governmental organization with the explicit purpose of chartering flights to import illegal aliens into America. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with a shocking story out of the state of Washington that's reported by the Independent Sentinel. Apparently, Washington State Democrats are pushing a campaign to destigmatize sex offenders, the very people who need to be stigmatized to warn others about the dangers they present. They want to do away with the term sex offender and change it to minor attracted person, or something called person-first language. Now, what is that? Well, it supposedly emphasizes the person before the disability. For example, person who is blind or person with spinal cord injuries. In other words, they're trying to define this criminal behavior as a disability. Conservative talk show host Jason Rand said Democrats in Washington prioritized a new bill that demands person-first language in order to address how violent sex offenders are being labeled. The intent is to stop defining a sex offender by his or her crime so they can destigmatize them. Rands writes, quote, among the prescribed reforms, HB 2177 changes the name of the Sex Offender Policy Board, or SOPB. If passed, it will now be called the Sex Offense Policy Board. It gives the dubious impression that the board reviews focus on sex offenses and not the criminals who committed them. HB 2177 also adds a convicted sex offender to the SOPB, with proponents arguing the felon's, quote, lived experiences are invaluable. It does not restrict the membership to level one sex offenders, those who are at least, well, likely to recommit a sex offense, end quote. For more than 3 years, the FBI and the media referred to the person who discovered a pipe bomb outside the Democrat National Committee headquarters on January 6, 2021, as a mere passerby. But according to a new report from the Blaze Media, the passerby was a plainclothes Capitol Police officer. The Blaze reports, quote, multiple congressional staffers familiar with the investigation confirmed to Blaze Media that despite months of the FBI stonewalling congressional committees' inquiries, they now know the identity of that individual. Despite congressional aides having given this information to Blaze Media as part of our extensive Capitol CCT video investigations into the DNC pipe bomb incident, they have not yet revealed the name of the USCP plainclothes officer and how they came to know his identity, end quote. The reports by Blaze Media seem to add credibility to Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie's earlier suggestions that the January 6th pipe bombers were part of a false flag operation. Last July, Massie, he played a video in Congress of the passerby, who now reportedly turns out to be an undercover Capitol Police officer, quote, miraculously, end quote, finding a pipe bomb outside of the DNC headquarters. Listen to Christopher Wray, FBI director, avoid answering questions asked under oath by Congress, which, at least, we are told, has funding and oversight responsibilities for Ray's agency. Watch this.
Director Ray, in light of information provided to us about the FBI's investigation of the January 6th pipe bombs, in an interview with Assistant Director Stephen Drontuono, Chairman Jordan and I sent you a letter a month ago. Some of the information that we found in that interview was that phone data that could have helped to identify the pipe bomber was corrupted, was unusable. He also wasn't sure who found or how the second bomb was found at the DNC. Do you know how the second bomb was found at the DNC? And when do you plan on answering our letter?
Well, as to the letter, I will work with the department to make sure we can figure out what information we can provide. As you know, this is a very active, ongoing investigation, and there are some restrictions on that, but we can handle
classified information, and we fund your department, and so you need to provide that.
It's not an issue of classification. It's an issue of commenting on ongoing criminal investigations, which is something that by longstanding department policy, we are restricted in doing. And in fact, the last administration actually strengthened those policies partly
because... That's not our policy, though, and we fund you. So let's move on. Can you tell us how the second pipe bomb was found at the DNC?
I'm not going to get into that here.
900 days ago is when this happened, and you said you had total confidence we'd apprehend the subject. We've found video that looks like somebody, a passerby, miraculously found this pipe bomb at the DNC and then notified the police. Miraculously, I say, because it was the precise time to cause the maximum distraction from the events going on at the Capitol. Can you show this video that we have, please? I'd like to know if the director has seen this. This is somebody with a mask on, wearing a hat. They're walking in front of the DNC, which is out of the view on the right-hand side. You'll see him come into view. He goes to one police car. He goes to another police car. He's holding a backpack. He's got a mask on. He's talking to the police. And within a minute, they start scrambling. You'll see the camera turn to the pipe bomb, the location of the pipe bomb. By the way, the Metro Police are now getting out of their car, and that's... Vice President-elect's detail in the black SUV, I believe, parked about 30 feet from the pipe bomb, eating lunch. Okay, now we go over to the location of the pipe bomb. The cameras are scrambling. It appears to me that that's not a coincidence, that the person with the backpack who walked by that bench and then went up to the police and the detail didn't do that accidentally. They had a purpose in mind, and then what transpired after that was the result of information that person gave to them. If that person found the pipe bomb, would they be a suspect?
Well, again, I don't want to speculate about specific individuals. I will tell you that we have done thousands of interviews, reviewed something like 40,000 video files, of which this is one, assessed 500-something tips.
Have you interviewed that person?
We have conducted all logical investigative steps and interviewed all logical individuals at this point.
Then it's 900 days. You need to tell us what you found, because we're finding stuff you haven't released into the public. In my remaining minutes...
Massey suggested at the time that the pipe bombs placed outside the DNC and RNC were distractions to divert law enforcement away from the Capitol right around the time the election protesters were about to become violent. Very convenient, right? LifeSite News reports that the former executive director of a California LGBT organization was among more than a dozen men arrested in a recent sting operation for trying to solicit sex with children. On January 8th, the Modesto Bee reported the arrest of 17 men as a result of a months-long multi-agency operation headed by the Turlock Police Department. The goal was to apprehend people trying to use the internet and chat rooms to, quote, meet with underage children for the purpose of sexual activity, end quote. The suspects, they were speaking online to undercover police officers that they believed to be children as young as 13. Quote, I am proud of Detective Gina Giovincini and our team for their efforts to intercept those looking to harm children and our community, end quote. So said Turlock Police Chief Jason Hedden. Among the suspects was 42-year-old Gerard Slayton of Modesto, who is revealed in a follow-up B report to have been the recently appointed executive director of the Modesto-based Rainbow Resource Center, or RRC. This is a provider of LGBT health, so-called health, services that describes itself as a, quote, nonprofit queer resource center serving the county, not your typical pride center, end quote. On January 9th, RRC, they released a statement stating that Slayton's alleged crimes occurred, quote, outside working hours and off premises, end quote, and that it, quote, takes these allegations with the utmost seriousness, end quote. And they went on to say that they, quote, do not represent our organization's values or mission, end quote, and that they are addressing the issue within the center. On January 17th, the group issued a follow-up statement revealing that Slayton, quote, is no longer employed with the Rainbow Resource Center, end quote. Three former presidents of the United States have started a new non-governmental organization with the explicit purpose of chartering flights to import illegal aliens into the United States. According to a report by Just the News, the NGO called Miles for Migrants is founded by former presidents Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. And they're teaming up with two other organizations, American Express Global Business Travel and Welcome.us. The goal is to expand upon a previous effort that focused solely on Afghan refugees, following, of course, the disastrous withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan in 2021. Welcome.us was originally launched for the purpose of bringing in at least 85,000 Afghan refugees, and it also has ties to the far-left billionaire George Soros and his Open Society Foundation. The new coalition between Welcome.us and Miles for Migrants and American Express Global Business Travel, well, they will seek to raise money to import illegals from, wait for it, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Ukraine. Quote, donations are needed to fund the flights for newcomers to travel to the United States, end quote. So states the initiative's webpage. And then they added, quote, those forced to flee often leave behind all but what they can carry, and the cost of international travel can be prohibitive. Connect Travel removes the cost of travel as a barrier for both sponsors in the United States and the displaced families they are supporting through humanitarian sponsorship, end quote. This effort by this NGO is in addition to what the Biden regime is already doing in bringing in illegals to America, flying them in, as has been reported on Brennan House Live by Todd Bensman through Freedom of Information Act request. Now, this is all happening with the help of the Department of Homeland Security, who are chartering flights to bring these illegals further into the interior of the United States. In fact, the mass migration crisis, it has become one of the dominant political issues in the United States in the final stretch before the 2024 presidential election, with estimates now suggesting that at least 5 million illegals have come into the country since Biden took power. Others say that number is way too low. Either way, the persistent flood of illegals that have been encouraged, by the way, by Biden's promises on the 2020 campaign trail of free taxpayer-funded benefits and amnesty for all, well, that has led to a breakdown of the southern border, as well as a spread of crime, drug use, and homelessness in border communities. The Federal Court of Canada has ruled that Trudeau's government and their decision to invoke the Emergencies Act during the Truckers Freedom Convoy that descended onto Ottawa in 2022 violated the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In his ruling, Justice Richard G. Moseley said that the move was, quote, unreasonable, end quote, and outside the scope of the law. Moseley is a 21-year veteran of the federal court and is a respected voice on national security legal matters. He has weighed in on some of the most high-profile recent cases in the Canadian intelligence community, including a 2016 decision that found that the Canadian Security Intelligence Service had been illegally storing the communications of Canadians and their data for more than a decade. The case, it was brought forward by the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, the Canadian Constitution Foundation, Canadian frontline nurses, and a handful of individuals. The judge wrote, quote, "I have concluded that the decision to issue the proclamation does not bear the hallmarks of reasonableness, justification, transparency, and intelligibility, and was not justified in relation to the relevant factual and legal constraints that were required to be taken into consideration," end quote. One Canadian civil liberties lawyer told Global News, quote, "I think it's in the interest of this government and future governments and all Canadians that the threshold to invoke the Emergency Act remains high and that it is truly, as Justice Mosley says, a legislation of last resort," end quote. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says that Ottawa will appeal the ruling. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you again for being with us and for your support. Thank you, because this is a viewer-supported broadcast. There are a few ways you can support us, but one is by partnering with WVW Foundation. WVW Foundation exists in part to push out free programming, Christian news and information through the lens of a Christian biblical worldview. Radio shows, TV shows, documentaries, publications, articles. We desire to be a source for news and information that not only can you trust, but that is rooted and grounded in defense of and proclamation of the Judeo-Christian worldview. Our foundation also sponsors a Sunday night church service. I teach that on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. I literally bring out my Bible and we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of a biblical worldview, often through the lens of Bible prophecy. So if you appreciate that biblical worldview ministry that is being brought to you by the WVW Foundation, we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com. We could put it all behind a paywall, but our foundation as a sponsor allows us to push it out for free so that it could be ministry first, news and information and public service first. So thank you for supporting our biggest sponsor, WVWFoundation.com. Please consider making a contribution right now and or signing up for a regular monthly contributor. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors. So thank you. WVWFoundation.com. The Israel Defense Forces announced Tuesday that at least 21 reservists were killed during fighting in the Gaza Strip, marking the deadliest attack on Israeli forces since the incursion into Gaza began on October 7th, 2023. Around 4 p.m. on Monday, terrorists fired an RPG missile at a tank that was securing the force, and simultaneously, it led to an explosion that occurred, and thus, two buildings collapsed while most of the soldiers were inside. That's according to the IDF. The buildings likely collapsed due to explosives that have been placed by Israeli forces who were, quote, demolishing terror infrastructure and buildings in the area, end quote. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Haggerty said, quote, this war has a very painful and heavy price. The devoted reservist who rallied to the flag sacrificed everything for the security of Israel so that we all can live here securely, end quote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that 24 soldiers died on Monday. The Prime Minister remained resolute, stating, quote, while we bow our heads in memory of our fallen, we are not relenting, even for a moment, in striving for the goal that has no alternative, achieving total victory. Together, we will fight, and together, we will win, end quote. Despite the heavy casualties, the IDF said troops killed dozens of terrorists on Monday and fully encircled Khan Yunis, a major strategic city in the war against Hamas. Joe Biden used the anniversary of Roe v. Wade to promote abortion and called the killing of 65.5 million unborn babies since Roe v. Wade, quote, health care, end quote. Biden stated, quote, 51 years ago today, the Supreme Court recognized a woman's constitutional right to make deeply personal decisions with her doctor, free from the interference of politicians. Then, a year and a half ago, the court made the extreme decision to overturn Roe and take away a constitutional right. As a result, tens of millions of women now live in states with extreme and dangerous abortion bans. Because of Republican elected officials, women's health and lives are at risk. In states across the country, women are being turned away from emergency rooms, forced to go to court to seek permission for the medical attention they need, and made to travel hundreds of miles for health care, end quote. This, of course, is a complete lie. As noted by Life News, every single pro-life law in America allows pregnant women to get medical care, including for ectopic pregnancies and, of course, for miscarriages. But Biden had to continue, quote, on this day and every day, Vice President Harris and I are fighting to protect women's reproductive freedom against Republican officials' dangerous, extreme, and out-of-touch agenda. We stand with the vast majority of Americans who support a woman's right to choose and continue to call on Congress to restore the protections of Roe in federal law once and for all, end quote. Dr. Ingrid Scott, who is a board-certified OBGYN, who also serves as vice president and director of medical affairs at Charlotte Lazier Institute, she told Life News that no pro-life laws prevent pregnant women from accessing medical care. Quote, the overwhelming majority of OBGYNs recognize both mother and baby as our patients, and so does federal law, end quote. That's what she said. Countless other doctors, they have confirmed that abortion is not health care. Slate News reports that a 39-year-old mother of three recently fell dead in front of her family in the middle of giving a eulogy at her father-in-law's funeral. Sarah Healy, a practicing nurse from Surrey in England, died suddenly after suffering a fatal cardiac arrest. The young mom, she collapsed while speaking at the funeral in front of her husband and three children. Her family said life will, quote, never be the same, end quote. And it has been a, quote, terrible blow, end quote, to all of them. The nurse, while she was speaking at the funeral of the father of her grieving husband, James West. We don't know for certain if this nurse was jabbed. Yet, nurses in the UK, like in the US, many were forced to either get the jab or quit their jobs. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Last week, during the World Economic Forum Summit in Davos, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres lamented the state of the world and where it's going. But he remains confident that the United Nations and the World Economic Forum can fix things through, well, more globalism. During his long-winded speech, one of the things Guterres said that he wants to see is a, quote, new multipolar global order, end quote. And he wants that to reestablish structure in the world and prevent growing crises. He said, quote, the Cold War, an era of two superpowers, was followed by a brief period of unipolarity. But now, some analysts predict we are moving into a total chaotic situation in which geopolitical divides at all levels prevent any global response to global threats. But I strongly believe it is possible to prevent this disastrous scenario. I am confident we can build a new multipolar global order with new opportunities for leadership and with balance and justice in international relations. The only way to manage this complexity and avoid a slide into chaos is through a reformed, inclusive, networked multilateralism. Now, this requires strong multilateral institutions and frameworks and effective mechanisms of global governance. End quote. Watch this.
Geopolitical divides are preventing us from coming together around global solutions for global challenges. Little wonder that people everywhere are losing faith in governments, institutions, and financial and economic systems. Dear friends, at times of existential peril in the past, the world was able to come together to mitigate risks. Even during the Cold War, the world faced terrible regional conflicts, moments of great danger, but there were systems in place to promote predictability, including initiatives on arms control and nuclear hotlines. Today, many of these systems have been eroded or undermined. Instead of nuclear disarmament, there is talk of nuclear rearmament. And states are spending billions making their nuclear arsenals faster, stealthier, and more accurate. The Cold War, an era of two superpowers, was followed by a brief period of unipolarity. But now, some analysts predict we are moving into a totally chaotic situation in which geopolitical divides at all levels prevent any global response to global threats. But I strongly believe it is possible to prevent this disastrous scenario. I am confident we can build a new multipolar global order with new opportunities for leadership and with balance and justice in international relations. But multipolarity creates complexity. Left to itself, it could deepen fault lines between North and South, East and West, developed and developing economies, within the G20, and between the G20 and everyone else. And the only way to manage this complexity and avoid a slide into chaos is through a reformed, inclusive, networked multilateralism. Now, this requires strong multilateral institutions and frameworks and effective mechanisms of global governance.
So, the answer to the world's problems is more global government. That's what he said. And that is the plan. So, they're going to make things so miserable for us through, say, things like war and famines and their ginned up disease X that people will clamor for answers on a global scale. And when they come in with the fix, well, you better look out, because that's when they will have us right where they want us. So get prepared, folks, because the more dependent you are on their system, the more compliant you will be with their tyranny. That's why, of course, we have been telling people for years, do not be in their system in totality. Do you really want to be all in with central bank digital currencies? Now, look, I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. But this is why my opinion is you do want to be diversified in things like gold and silver and land and whatever, any kind of hard asset, so they can't just turn you off. You're still going to probably have to fight to keep these other things, but at least you won't be able to be turned off with the turn of a switch or the push of a button. And when it comes to food, here's the question. Do you have a few weeks, a few months, maybe even a couple years worth? You might want to consider that, because again, food is a great way to control people. And when people are hungry and they're cold and they're without basics, they will surrender to this global government. If millions upon millions of Americans are self-sustaining, like many were during the Great Depression, if they're self-sustaining, many of us can resist the urge to surrender to their global regime. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. We've already mentioned one way you can do that, wvwfoundation.com. Another way is by going to melissahousebg.com, MelissaHousebg. Oh, it's melissahousebg.com. We track it with her name because she's the one that brought me this elixir. I don't think in 33 years of marriage, she's ever done that. And I, again, can give you my personal testimony, but I really want you to look at the nearly 80 clinical trials. You'll find them at melissahousebg.com. This powerful elixir has a top drawer collagen, cat's claw, which decreases inflammation, and it has something called astaxanthin, which is loaded with antioxidants and crosses the blood-brain barrier. So please check out this powerful elixir. It's a great way, I think, to support your health and this broadcast at the same time. Again, check out the nearly 80 clinical trials there on the website, melissahousebg.com. That's how we track it, so our organization gets credit. Again, thank you for that. And then, of course, mypillow.com/B66. mypillow.com/B66. Right now, you get free shipping. I don't know how long that's going to last, so you might want to take advantage of it while you can. mypillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. And then, don't forget that all these programs are posted for you to watch live as well as on demand for free at worldviewtube.com. worldviewtube.com. Will you mark it as a favorite? Bookmark it. Will you tell your family and friends about it? Tweet it, text it, email. You know, get on the phone and tell them, hey, there's this website, worldviewtube.com. I'm not the only broadcaster over there. I have many broadcasters over there. You can find the entire collection of great broadcasters on demand at worldviewtube.com. Of course, we thank all the outlets that pick up our broadcast and carry it. VCY America in Milwaukee, Lindell TV, Brighteon, Band.video, and so many more. Thank you for carrying our broadcast, and thank you for supporting the broadcast. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.